curbs, crackdowns, restrictions, squeeze. The papers find many words to describe the expected recommendations of the National Public Health Emergency Team, NPHET, for dealing with COVID-19. New crackdown for Christmas, says the Irish Daily Mail headline, over a report that household visits will be limited, pubs and restaurants will close early, and public transport will have reduced capacity. The Irish Times and Irish Independent carry the same predictions of what the Times calls new curbs for Christmas, and the Independent describes as a Christmas squeeze on home visits and pubs. The Irish Examiner concentrates on one NPHET restriction, that people will not be allowed to have more than three other households in their homes until February. Christmas parties may be scrapped under the new measure, says the Irish Daily Mirror. The ghost of Christmas bars is the lead headline in the Irish Daily Star. Pub bosses say we're already dead is another headline. The Independent, in an editorial, advises patience. The good news is we are making headway in battling the Delta variant of COVID-19. The bad news is we do not know how bad Omicron is, says the writer. Positive news on the front page of the Times is that government tax receipts have surged to record levels, fuelled by stronger than expected consumer spending, employment and corporate profits. The Exchequer returns for November show that the government has collected €62.3 billion in tax so far this year, €5.3 billion more than expected, the paper says. The Irish Examiner leads with a report on the up to 17,000 migrants living in the shadows, in the words of the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, who could become Irish citizens under an amnesty to be announced today. The Irish Sun leads with a report on the trial at the Central Criminal Court of Logan Jackson, charged with the murder of Irish boxing champion Kevin Sheehy in Limerick 2 years ago. Following recent reports in The Independent about how the main political parties raised funds, Fiona Sheehan writes in the paper today that Fianna Fáil has denied it is in breach of a Supreme Court ruling by obtaining a lottery licence reserved for charities. And Sheehan says the Green Party minister in charge of charities, Joe O'Brien, has robustly defended Fianna Fáil. The minister said charities legislation is not being used. Any organisation can make an application to the district court under gambling legislation, and many do. The Newsbrand's Irish Journalism Awards are celebrated in the various winning papers. The Times' Europe correspondent Naomi O'Leary won the prize for Political Journalist of the Year. Craig Hughes of The Mail is News Reporter of the Year. The top award, Journalist of the Year, was given jointly to Aoife Moore and Paul Hosford of The Examiner for their reporting of the Oireachtas Golf Society dinner, so-called Golfgate, last year. The MICA redress scheme has prompted a number of letters to The Times. One of them is from Frank Neenan of Tullow Road, Carlow. He writes, "I am becoming forgetful as I age. I had no recollection of owning any banks until they collapsed and I got a share of the bill. I had no recollection of building any houses from papier-mâché bricks until they collapsed and I got that bill too. I don't recall ever buying a cow," Mr. Neenan goes on, "but other people's private property is now the national herd, and I am worried another bill is coming."